life after death. Because one thing is true, and that is when you die, you do not cease to exist. You either go to everlasting life, according to the book of Daniel, or heaven, or you go to everlasting separation, or hell, based on your choice while you're alive, since the Bible says you live once and then comes the judgment. What I'm doing this week is I want you to hear portions of these amazing, amazing stories. And you may know someone that died that is in heaven. And you and family members are still grieving. When you hear these stories, you'll be grieving, but not for those that went to heaven, because they're having the time of their life. And many of you know very little about heaven. This will give you insight. Although it's all biblical, most don't really understand it. And when you hear these graphic descriptions, you'll recognize that heaven is really your home, and you're on assignment on planet Earth. My favorite part of my interview with Gary Wood, he's a man that died and went to heaven, was when he saw the parts room. And he saw the body parts that are waiting for all of us. And then he heard music in heaven. And many years later, that same music was birthed on earth. But this proves that its origins were in heaven. And then when he saw the books, the records in heaven of everything that people have done and what happens when someone turns to Jesus and how it's like a giant blood eradicator that eradicates all the bad things they've done. Let's take a listen to Gary. Gary was I would say, a good Christian, good church-going Christian, sang in churches. But on December 23rd, 1966, he was in an automobile accident. And tell me briefly what happened on that date.
Well, Sid, I was coming home, and my little sister and I had just been at a high school class reunion, and she was singing Silent Night, Holy Night, and I was just captivated with her beautiful soprano voice. And suddenly, she just let out a blood-curdling scream, and I turned and looked, and there was horror etched across her face. And then later, I would learn what happened. We actually crashed into the back of a 10-ton record truck that was illegally parked on the edge of the highway late that evening, and I was caught up in a cloud, and angels literally put their wings underneath me and lifted me up and began to carry me out of my body into the realm that's known as eternity. And they began to sing, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and power, wisdom and dominion."
Did you know what was going on at that time, or were you just totally confused?
Well, there was no confusion. There was just absolute peacefulness. Just a tranquility, joy beyond anything that I'd ever experienced, and total absence of pain.
Get me so hungry for my real home. Paint me a picture of what you observe with your eyes in heaven.
Well, I saw the 12 foundations of the city, with the bottom one being jasper. That's stands for diamonds. In Exodus chapter 28, the Bible talks about the stones on the high priest's breastplate. And the first foundation is jasper. The second is sapphire, which is blue. The third is chalcedony, a combination of gray, blue, and yellow. Emerald, sardius, blood red. Crystallite, beryl, which is bluish green. Topaz, which is pale green or golden. Just imagine all of those colors and the combination of them. The 12th is purple, and it may not mean anything, but a scientist put into his computer, and he discovered it would take seven of this world's accumulative wealth just to garnish one of the foundational stones of this beautiful city. I saw 12 gates of pearl with the 12 tribes of Israel written upon them. Heaven is as large as from the most northern part of Maine to the most southern part of Florida, and from the Atlantic Ocean to the Rocky Mountains. But the Bible says, in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. And I actually saw my mansion. I went into my mansion that I will live in for all eternity. I went into a library that contained prayer requests in it. It showed books where we grow in our walk with God. And then it also showed people that we have won to the Lord. And I literally
saw. Are you telling me there are books with, say, your name and then the name of the people you won to the Lord? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Because the most important thing to the heart of God is winning people to Jesus. And see it, I actually saw this. I saw a man come down and accept Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior at an altar. And then there were people in heaven, and they were sitting on the hillside in like bleachers, and they were cheering for us. They were pulling for us. You know, in essence, they were saying, hey, I've been faithful. I've run my race. I've done what I was assigned to do. Now you fulfill your calling and come join us here in this beautiful place called heaven.